This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Invite you to join us here. You can bring up anything that you want later, but for right now, we're actually going to restrict phone calls for the special guest that we have. Mark, could you talk about who our special guest is? Because I am late getting the cams on.
Sure. It's the head developer and I believe creator of Monero. This is a cryptocurrency, but it's making a big splash right now. His name is Ricardo Spogni. Ricardo, you there?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. Did I have that right? You're both the creator and the head developer?
I'm lead maintainer, but I'm not the creator.
Okay.
Who created it? So, there's a story there.
Okay.
It was launched by a guy called Thankful for Today. We don't know his real name. Back in the beginning of 2014. And it was based on some code and a white paper that was published by a group called CryptoNote. We also don't know who they are. And eventually, sort of May 2014, we took over it in terms of sort of running the repository. But, I mean, you can't really govern a decentralized network. All you can really do is run the repository, and that's about as much governance as you can possibly have for something that's decentralized.
So it sounds like the story of Bitcoin in many ways. You've got the secretive creator who turns it over to a head developer who's very savvy with these sorts of things.
We've
got Bitcoin. Why have another cryptocurrency? There's thousands of these things, and most of them are just rehashes of Bitcoin, right?
Yeah, the vast majority of them are just like somebody went to the Bitcoin code repository and flicked the clone or the fork button and then changed a couple of things and went, oh, look, I created my own cryptocurrency.
Are you talking about Litecoin specifically?
A bunch of
all of them. So, which is kind of it's kind of disappointing because it ends up being in a sort of extreme lack of innovation and just more of the same click and clone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of, I mean, I've been involved with cryptocurrencies and with Bitcoin in particular, obviously, since early 2011. And the thing that excited me about Monero was the fact that it wasn't based on Bitcoin's code. It was fresh code, which meant fresh challenges, but also a different approach to things. And that was, to me at any rate, like really interesting. And the fact that it did stuff that Bitcoin didn't do. The fact that transactions were untraceable and unlinkable was exciting to me.
Yeah, that was kind of what we were told Bitcoin was going to be initially. It was going to be this pseudonymous currency, I think is the terminology that was used.
Well, pseudonymous is not anonymity.
No, it's not.
The same thing. So with Bitcoin, for listeners who don't know, it's a decentralized currency that, sort of like Monero, was issued by this mysterious person calling themselves Satoshi Nakamoto. And one of the things with Bitcoin is it's completely visible. There's this public ledger called the blockchain. So every transaction that has ever occurred on the Bitcoin network over the 7 years that it has been in existence is viewable by anyone who knows a Bitcoin address to go and look at. So if I were to give you my Bitcoin address and I use it for more than one person, then you can look at all the transactions that have ever occurred. And to some extent, that's a feature of Bitcoin, being able to sort of publicly audit the things that have gone on. Now, you're talking about a currency, Monero, that doesn't have the ability to look at transactions, right? How do you know for sure when something has happened?
So you can still look at transactions. The magic trick is that you look at a transaction, and the inputs appear to come from a number of different transactions. So, one particular transaction appears to come from, say, 5 or 10 different transactions. And you can't tell which of those transactions it actually came from. But there's a special little bit of cryptography that prevents people from spending the same piece of money twice.
Now, of course, we do have to keep things as general as we can in this conversation, so I appreciate your ability to do that thus far, because we do have a general audience listening to the show who probably, many of them have not even heard of Bitcoin, let alone the idea of Monero. Certainly our long-term listeners have, but anybody who's just tuning in tonight, always have to remember when you're on the radio, somebody's getting in their car at the airport, turning it on, and they're hearing us talk about this anonymous cryptocurrency. Now, Monero isn't the first anonymous cryptocurrency on the scene, or was it? Because there's at least a couple others out there who claim anonymity with their transactions.
Yeah, I remember.
Right?
Dash is one of them. Darkcoin, Zerocoin.
And then there was another one that I whose name I'm forgetting at this moment.
I think Anoncoin was probably the first separate cryptocurrency to say, oh, hey, let's try and do some sense of privacy.
Right, and so we've moved from the idea of having completely visible blockchain, which is the name for the technology that's sort of behind many of these cryptocurrencies. Is there a blockchain with Monero?
Yes, there is a blockchain, and like with Bitcoin, you can go to a blockchain explorer and look at transactions. You just can't figure out where they come from or where they're going to.
Can you see whether they're fulfilled? So, for instance, if, I don't know, you want to see whether a payment's been made?
Yeah, you can see, like, okay, it went into a block, like, 20 minutes ago, and so I'm expecting it to appear in my wallet. But you can't see any more detail other than that.
And what's one of the complaints about Bitcoin is the long confirmation times. When you send Bitcoin to somebody, it usually shows fairly instantly that, oh, hey, this Bitcoin is coming in. But it's not until 20-plus minutes later that it has one or two confirmations, which means that the miners on the Bitcoin network are verifying the soundness or the cryptographic validity or whatever of those transactions, that verifying that essentially they're real, they're legit, they haven't been duplicated and things like that. What's the time frame that it takes to send some Monero from one person to another?
So for your first confirmation to come in, it's going to take about 2 minutes. But that's, as with Bitcoin, that first confirmation of Bitcoin, which takes 10 minutes or so, is roughly the equivalent of five Monero confirmations. It takes the network a certain amount of time to fulfill sort of cryptographic security, so you can go, well, this transaction is roughly reliable, it's not going to be reversed by somebody who's really clever and some 15-year-old kid in his garage.
You're right. Those darn 15-year-old kids in the garage. Why not, what are the benefits of Monero over Bitcoin? Why not just stick with Bitcoin? You've got this thing that works.
I tend to tell people to stick to Bitcoin because it's much easier to use. Mm-hmm. If you want to
Bitcoin
use
Bitcoin was hard to use back in the day.
Yeah, it was.
We too started in 2011, and the only thing you could buy with it were like alpaca socks and VPN services.
Yeah, and you had to have the core wallet, and there wasn't anything else besides that, basically.
And there was Girls Gone Bitcoin.
Yeah, so we're roughly the same now. We just don't have the Girls Gone Monero or a pack of socks. We're not cool.
It'll start tonight.
Oh, man. All right. So now, look.
There's reason to use Monero for a certain subset of people that enjoy financial privacy and want to, like, really maximize their financial privacy. And I do believe that more and more people are becoming aware of the importance of financial privacy, and they will sort of tend towards Bitcoin and then also by extension Monero. I don't think Monero is trying to position itself to replace or even compete with Bitcoin. It's just an alternative that provides a different set of functions and
right, that makes sense.
That sort of better privacy enhancing stuff.
For those that may not be familiar with Monero, it's risen up the charts very recently with very big news about some of the darknet marketplaces accepting it for transactions, which may have pushed the price of Monero like to quadruple in the last few weeks here. So it's really jumped up quite a bit. I guess, what's your vision for the future? Are you guys working on a GUI for this thing? Because one of the challenges, I think, to getting into Monero for the average person right now, or even for somebody who's you know, familiar with cryptocurrency is that there aren't exactly a bunch of options for wallets for people to actually easily get this. And I want to hear maybe, if, can you stick with us and maybe talk a little bit more about how someone can get into this? Ricardo Spagni is with us here. He's actually calling us from South Africa. Sounds great over Skype here. More on the way. If you've got a question about Monero, 855-450-FREE is our number. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. Although, if you get a question for the lead developer of Monero, he's on the line with us here, Ricardo Spagni. calling us from South Africa. We're going to get right back to him, but I also want to let you know we are talking about cryptocurrencies to start out this show. But, of course, we'll take your calls about anything here in a little bit. But if you do have Bitcoin, we want you to download the official wallet of Free Talk Live. It's called Jax, and you can get it at jaxx.io. I don't know if they have plans to add Monero, but I would like to see that happen. I hope that will happen. They did add Dash recently to Jax. You can have your Dash wallet hold Bitcoin, Ether, as well as Dash. There are three different types of cryptocurrencies. And there's even a Shapeshift integration built right in. So if you want to change your Bitcoin into Ether or vice versa, you can easily do that without even having to leave the wallet software. So it's Jax, J-A-X-X.io, created by Anthony DiOrio. He's the founder, or one of the founders, of Ethereum. And he's also a Free Talk Live listener. It's easy to back up your wallet and recover funds with Jax. They're striving to give you command over your digital life. Coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live at jaxx.io. And it's cross-platform, which is nice. So you can get it on your smartphone, your Windows, your Linux, your Mac desktop or laptop. Or even browser plugins for Chrome and Firefox. It's Ian and Mark in the studio with you here tonight. Ricardo Spagni is with us from South Africa. He is one of the head developers of Monero, which is, to me, a cryptocurrency that shows a lot of promise. I mean, it was actually developed sort of separately from Bitcoin, obviously inspired by Bitcoin. It does have a blockchain. It does have a ledger of balances and transactions. But to some extent, there's quite a bit of obscurity in there that you say this is a truly anonymous currency. Is that right, Ricardo?
Yeah, I mean, it's not truly anonymous from a cryptographic perspective. It's kind of a weird technical term, but it's about as anonymous as we're going to get without needing to spend a minute to create a transaction on a fast computer.
I see. And so this thing has really taken off recently. I was going to just kind of talk about my experience so far. One of the, you know, if I have a critique of Monero, I like the concept, but the implementation for the average user is just not, you know, it's not there yet. We're still pretty early on in this process. There is a web wallet called MyMonero. Yeah, MyMonero.com.
Yeah.
So when you go to GetMonero.org, which is the official Monero website, GetMonero.org, I think .com also forwarded you to the same site, but GetMonero.org,
yeah,
it recommends just a few different things. There's this MyMonero web wallet. There's also, let's see, what else is there? The official wallet of Monero, which is currently not a GUI, meaning not a graphical user interface. There's a GUI sort of component called Light Wallet.
GUI, is that another term they use?
There's a GUI component called Light Wallet that seems to interact with the official software. So I could learn command line stuff if I wanted to. I have the capability to do that. But for me, it's just like, if I've got to jump through too many hoops, I'm not going to want to do it. So what's the development like as far as how's it coming along to make
Where's
this
your
a little
GUI wallet?
A little more accessible for folks.
Okay, we started developing a GUI wallet in 2014, and then the network was attacked. In September 2014, quite a sophisticated attack by somebody who had studied the code. Okay. And that kind of made us take a step back and go, well, maybe instead of developing, like, you know, the fancy, frilly stuff, maybe we need to go back to the fundamentals and just make sure it works well and it's secure.
That sounds
good.
And
so that's what we've been doing for, like, the past 2 years.
Okay.
So now we're at a point where, like, okay, it's now working well, so now we can go back to the GUI you started developing 2 years ago and make that thing work as well. So that's been like the past sort of 6 months or so. There are a couple of guys, one guy in particular, who's been plugging away at it and getting that going. So we're slowly getting to a point where things are becoming more usable. And I mean, like, the guys from Jax and the guys from Exodus.io, they're super excited about Monero, and we're trying to help them add Monero support to Jax and to Exodus. And it's coming. You know, I mean, it's like this recent influx of interest in Monero has kind of taken us aback because we weren't expecting it.
Oh, yeah, surprise. Someone, yeah, surprise. The market values your currency. That's a nice thing.
Better get to work.
To have happen.
Yeah, you know.
And it's interesting that it's so valuable already in this sort of early stage. It has really kind of jumped out arguably due to the darknet markets adding it as something that people can use.
And that's the question I want to ask, Ricardo. So, you know, you've managed to get yourself, you know, popular in on the darknet, which is kind of like Johnny Cash, right, running around and doing shows in prisons. I mean, you know, why is it that you've got privacy included? I mean, you know, darknets aren't known for their the greatest of activities. Why is privacy important?
So from our perspective, we don't, we're building tools. We're writing software. We're not like designing use cases. What we care about is basic privacy. If somebody sends money to you and like to your bank account, they shouldn't be able to see your balance. And that to me is at its core, the most fundamental need for, when it comes to financial privacy. I don't really want somebody who sends me a payment to be able to go, oh, wow, this guy has a lot of money. Now let me go, like, knock on his door and, like, you know, threaten him and get his private keys or whatever. He shouldn't be able to tell how much money I've got in my bank account.
Yep, and that is one of the flaws of Bitcoin.
Yeah, the same goes for cryptocurrency. Nobody should be able to tell how much I hold or where it's stashed or anything like that, and they shouldn't know what I'm spending it on. I mean, these are basic rights. These are not even complex things or, you know, is this morally correct or incorrect? It's basically, can somebody tell how much money I've got and what I'm spending it on? The end.
I love it. I mean, I love the idea of financial privacy. I think it definitely has its place, and the market is speaking. It's currently the number five currency in the world.
Yeah, one thing
CoinCap.io.
I didn't foresee with Bitcoin is that I'm sure that some organization, and likely that organization's pretty wealthy, has put together computers that are now tracking all of the purchases and you know transactions within Bitcoin to try to decide who's got what money and where it's going and all that sort of thing. In order to, I don't know, build cases or whatever it is they're trying to do.
Yeah, there are a couple of really companies filled with really smart guys like Chainalysis, and the guy from Wallet Explorer was recently hired by Chainalysis, and their job, their entire reason for existing as a company is to track Bitcoin transactions. Hmm. So that sort of tells you, like, there's a gap in the market for something that sort of fills the need for people that don't really want to be they don't want every single thing they do picked up by companies like Chainalysis.
So there's other things that sort of I think people so to assume that Bitcoin is somehow the greatest thing ever, just as a basically the prototype that came out, is to suggest that the Model T is the greatest car that was ever created.
That's true.
The analogy is a little shaky, but nonetheless, I've got some questions about some things that you know maybe Bitcoin could have done better in the first place. See if Monero has addressed those.
Yeah, you can stick with us, right, Ricardo?
Yeah, more absolutely. With Ricardo Spagni.
Stand by. More with Ricardo Spagni here in moments from Monero.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Of course, you can join us here and take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. Although, questions right now, any calls should be related to Monero. We've got Ricardo Spagni on the line with us here. He's one of the head developers for Monero, which is another cryptocurrency, but not like the others, apparently. Most of the other cryptocurrencies out there have been based off of Bitcoin, which is the granddaddy of all of these cryptos, still has the lion's share of the market value, with a market cap now in Bitcoin of $9.6 billion U.S. dollars.
Yeah, looking at CoinCap.io.
That's correct, yep. And the way they get that market cap is they multiply the price per Bitcoin in U.S. dollars times the available supply, how many Bitcoins there are out there, and that's how they get that that number. The Monero market cap, it's ranking at number 5 under Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin. Monero is at $177.6 million worth of Monero. So this is a new anonymous currency, or as anonymous as it can be, according to Ricardo. It is, of course, open source, so anybody that's got the programming chops and wants to go and actually look through the code can do that. I'm excited about cryptocurrencies. We've been paying attention to Bitcoin for a long time here on Free Talk Live. But if you're brand new, you know, as he pointed out, Monero is for people who want to definitely have their privacy protected. And, Mark, I know you've got some questions for him about maybe some differences here. But he didn't recommend getting out of Bitcoin. And so if you're ready to get into Bitcoin, then go to Bitcoin.com, because that is where you can learn pretty much everything you need to know to get started in Bitcoin. You can learn how to choose a Bitcoin wallet, like Jax, for instance, which is one we recommend. You can get help buying Bitcoins. How do you get Bitcoins? Well, Bitcoin.com can answer that question. You can find places to spend your Bitcoin, engage with the community on the Bitcoin forum, and even play online games with the cryptocurrency. It's the source for all of your Bitcoin needs and news. It's Bitcoin.com. We've got Ricardo back on with us here from South Africa. Mark, go ahead and shoot out whatever question you had for us.
Yeah, so Bitcoin's got these, we've pointed out that Bitcoin's got the public ledger, whereas Monero has a private ledger. Bitcoin has these 10-minute transactions. How long are Monero's?
He said a couple minutes.
2 minutes?
2 minutes, yeah.
Okay. Also, when you know, when looking at Bitcoin, there can be situations that you know, these I presume that these investigators that were doing the dark web stuff were you know, looking at transactions that were going on in these online dark web you know, marketplaces. Did you know that would be eliminated with Monero, right?
Yeah, they wouldn't be able to track the flow of transactions. It doesn't stop them from doing good old-fashioned police work. And, you know, I think for the most part, people that are doing things that are both morally objectionable and illegal will slip up at some point, and they'll be caught out by things that have got nothing to do with the payment mechanism they're using.
Yeah, I mean, it could just be going to the post office and shipping a bunch of packages that sets off, you know, an investigation, a package accidentally gets opened, et cetera, et cetera. So there are different ways that people on darknet markets have been caught. Most of them don't have to do with the crypto.
What other things does Monero do? What sort of upgrades? I mean, surely you were looking at Bitcoin. What sort of upgrades did you make when you created Monero?
He did not create Monero.
Well, I'm sorry. When what are the things that attracted you to Monero? I keep on thinking he did.
Look, I mean, there are a bunch of things where we've looked at it and we've gone, can we do things differently? That's not to say, can we do things better? You know, there are a lot of decisions that were made in Bitcoin that were that a lot of people look at and go, oh, what a stupid decision. But over time it plays out and you go, oh, that's actually a really clever idea, or that was a really good decision at the beginning. So where Monero has chosen to do something differently, it doesn't necessarily mean, oh, wow, it's magically better. It just means it's a different engineering decision. Maybe it works out, maybe it doesn't, who knows. But yeah, I mean, like, one of the things, for example, is that we have a dynamic block size limit. And what that basically means is that the amount of data that you can pack in, or the number of transactions you can pack in per second into the blockchain, is able to grow over time dependent on demand and use. So that's sort of something that is that's never really been done. This is like, I mean, Monero really embodies the first popular cryptocurrency in use that has something like that. So it's exciting and it's cool and it's amazing, and hopefully it doesn't explode, and it hasn't exploded so far. So, you know, let's hope for the future.
There's one of the reasons that people are involved in Bitcoin mining is that they help with the transactions and they get a transaction fee, or they have the opportunity to you know, find a block, as it were, and make a whole bunch of money. I know that Monero is, I guess it's you know, they're going to have these block rewards going on forever, right?
Yeah, so that's another difference there is Bitcoin is typically described as being deflationary because there's a fixed amount, and in some ways that it's kind of like gold because there's a limited amount of gold if we assume that we're never going to find gold in asteroids and that sort of thing. Monero is more like cash because there's not a finite supply, and there's a point where instead of it being deflationary like Bitcoin, it's slightly inflationary, and it starts at about 0.8% inflation per year and decreases over time. So it sort of approaches zero, which the technical term is, it's slightly disinflationary. So it's not inflationary enough to really affect anyone's holdings or anything like that, but it definitely does it lends itself more towards something that needs to be used and not something that needs to be shoved in a safe somewhere. I mean, you can hold on, and sure, maybe if the market appreciates in value, it's going to be worth more. But Monero is far more useful if it's used than if it's shoved in a safe.
One of the sort of things we found about Bitcoin over time is that the miners make the decision as to what direction the currency goes ultimately with Bitcoin, and what a lot of people have been wanting is larger block sizes with Bitcoin. What that means is that you're able to record more transactions in a 10-minute period. And it's caused some problems. I mean, I remember you used to send Bitcoin transactions, you'd have no transaction fee at all. Now if you're not throwing in 60 cents or something worth of Bitcoin, you're not going to get your transaction on the ledger. Now, not to say that things should be free. I'm just saying that there would be some advantages to larger block sizes, and that can't get implemented because the miners won't do it. How has Monero addressed that situation, or have you? Or have they?
Yes, so that dynamic block limit we spoke about addresses that and provides an alternative to the fixed block limit. And again, it's not to say that one mechanism is better than the other, and there's a lot of debate about this at the moment. I think the larger issue here is that for Bitcoin to change its block size or its block limit would require something called a hard fork,
yeah,
which requires every single participant in the network to simultaneously adopt these changes.
And as we saw with the Ethereum hard fork that happened this year,
yeah,
that actually left us with two ethers, two different ether currencies. One is now called Ethereum or Ether Classic, and the other one is just ether. So now we've got two, which it adds to the confusion. I mean, it would be very, very hard to get any kind of mass adoption of a concept where there's more than one of the exact same name. I mean, I guess we have Coke and Diet Coke, but nonetheless, at least at this point in the game.
I mean, it becomes worse because you've got to have two separate like marketplaces, and
yeah,
you've got people trading both, so you've almost suddenly duplicated your coin supply.
That's basically what happened with the Ether split.
Yeah, and what I'm really asking here is that do the miners still control, and if so, I mean, that seems cumbersome in some ways.
Well, hold that thought, yeah. Ricardo, we're going to come back with another segment with you, and also your calls are welcome at 855-453. Ricardo Spagni is here with us from Monero.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. Like 60% of you, I'm not impressed by the two-party system. It's a dinosaur. It's outmoded and no longer reflects today's America. Two-party politics doesn't work, and it hasn't worked for anybody but itself in decades. If we the people are wise, we will never again elect another president from within the entrenched, corrupt, co-opted two-party system. The office of president should serve the needs of everyone equally, with respect and with fairness. I did it as governor, I'll do it as president. Google me. 60% of you have said you want another choice in 2016, and now you have one in me. We the people have a chance to do something in 2016 that may not come around again in our lifetimes. We have a legitimate chance to elect one of our own to the highest office in the land. Give me your vote one time and see what a difference one election can make.
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome to the live Sunday edition of the program. Yeah, I want to make sure we don't get too far into the weeds of Monero, because it's easy for us who are really interested in cryptocurrencies to kind of start going there. And getting into a discussion about block size, I think, starts to go into those weeds. Block size is a debate that has been happening in the Bitcoin community for a couple few years now, and they've yet to really make up their minds about it. But ultimately, what it has to do with is how many transactions per, what is it, minute or second or something like that, that the system can basically handle.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, that was part of your question about one of some of the differences between Monero, this new, mostly anonymous currency, or as anonymous as it can be, is what the head developer Ricardo Spagna was telling us here, that, you know, your question was about
My question is
the level that the miners, what kind of influence the miners have in Monero as opposed to Bitcoin?
So there's a difference in cryptocurrencies between proof of work and proof of share. And that what that means is that either the possessors of the currency make the decisions or the creators, the miners of the currency make the decisions. What we've seen with Bitcoin is that the miners generally make the decision not to make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that means that it's difficult for Bitcoin to evolve into something better, because it could. It just won't. And what I'm wondering is, you know, if I was redesigning a cryptocurrency, I might, you know, design based on that concern. Ricardo?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a valid concern. I think the flip side to that is, when it comes to proof of stake versus proof of work versus proof of all sorts of other things that people have made up in their basement, cryptography is really hard, and game theory and incentives are even harder. So proof of work is kind of like a known good system. It's secured by electrons in the universe. We know that we can trust it because there are a bunch of academics and researchers that have covered this over the past 6.5 years, and there's a lot of practical evidence for proof of work being safe. Proof of stake is not backed up by any sort of rationale that academics can agree is safe.
So the difference between these things, for listeners that are new to the concepts, proof of work is about how these things are mined, meaning that there's people cranking away, these computers are cranking away on cryptographic problems, basically. These things are being solved or attempted to be solved, and that's what helps keep the system secure. It proves that they are working to continue on this system, and they are rewarded for that with the mining rewards that come out, basically, as I understand it. Whereas proof of stake just says, oh, I'm holding this amount of this currency, so therefore I have a stake in it, and there's no real actual work that those people are putting in. Is that about right?
Yeah, that's about right. So basically the simplest way to think about it is, do you want the cryptographic security of your money secured by a bunch of computers burning electricity, and so an attacker needs to burn the same amount of electricity? Or do you want it secured by, well, my bank decides, like, what my money does? And I think...
Yeah, I don't want that. History has shown us that that's a bad thing.
Yeah, nobody's using cryptocurrencies because they trust their bank. They're going, well, I might love my bank very much and they're great, but I'm using cryptocurrencies because I want an alternative.
Yeah.
And so to go back to a state, or to regress to a state where we're trusting the largest holders of a currency to make good decisions just seems futile.
Okay.
So then Monero is a proof of work currency then. Is that right?
Yeah. Proof of work, very similar to Bitcoin. We have a different proof of work algorithm, but other than that, we're talking about roughly the same mechanism.
Now, back in the day and still today, Bitcoin, for the people that I know who've tried to mine Bitcoin, has never really worked out for them. The cost of the equipment is very rarely recouped unless somebody has free electricity, which, many of us don't have. It's fairly hard to find that unless you've got some sort of deal with an apartment building or something like that.
I live on a river.
it has been generally a failure of people trying to get a return on their investment for mining, unless they have some huge mining farm out in China where the electricity is very, very cheap. And the a colder portion of China, so it's easier to kind of air condition the areas where the computers are cranking away on this Bitcoin mining. I've heard that Monero you can mine with just a web browser. So is Monero ever going to get to the point where you have to have some super fancy rig, a very expensive computer to participate in mining, or will it always be open to somebody with just a laptop and a web browser?
So the Monero proof-of-work algorithm is kind of interesting because we tend to describe it as egalitarian. It tends to encourage anyone to mine, even if you've just got your laptop or your phone or whatever. Mm. The thing is, like, obviously some dude in China who has dirt-cheap electricity and has access to equipment that's like significantly cheaper than you is going to be able to mine at a faster rate. Mm-hmm. But if you consider, like, let's say there are 150,000 people around the world who have like entry level computers and they're all mining at their entry level speed, that guy in China that has like 100 fancy GPU mining rigs, he's not really going to be able to compete.
No.
Because he's competing against so many other people.
It's so, like a ninja against an ant.
The whole
an army
idea
of, ants.
Of having a more accessible proof-of-work algorithm, maybe it plays out to a more balanced and less clustered mining environment.
Yeah, perhaps so. We did just get an interruption there from our Skype, so... We've temporarily lost the call, but I think Ricardo is back with us now. So what it sounds like you're saying is one of the other key differences and another connection problem. Anyway, it sounds like what he's saying, one of the key differences between Bitcoin and Monero is that mining is within the reach of anybody, whereas over time Bitcoin it's become more difficult and more fancy equipment was necessary to mine Bitcoin, thereby cutting the average person out of the ability to do that, which mining is a very important part of the whole process of having a cryptocurrency. So I got to say, I'm intrigued by Monero.
Same here. I can tell Roger Ver has been paying a little attention to it, too.
Yeah, and, but of course, it's not the only player out there. Any comment quickly, Ricardo? I think we've got you back. Well, no, we don't. Anyway, I was going to ask him about some of the alternatives out there. There is Dash. We talked to the people from Dash.
I know they have master nodes. And
which sounds like a level of centralization.
Yeah, master sounds bad.
Some people are concerned that the master nodes could be taken over by governments or something. On the other hand, the master nodes apparently allow the transactions to confirm much, much faster. And then, of course, there's the upcoming Zcash, which is going to be coming out within the next couple of months, as I understand it, and a lot of people are excited about that as well. So by no means is Monero the only entry into the marketplace of anonymous currency.
But it's the exciting one right now.
Right now, it's the one that seems to be taking off. I hope that they can wrap up the development on some sort of easy-to-use GUI. I have had some success now with the web wallet, which is called the official website, getmonero.org. The web wallet that they recommend at getmonero.org is mymonero.com. You got to be careful with which wallets you use, because if you're using a wallet that is being created by somebody who's questionable,
yeah,
then they might just be preparing to steal your Bitcoin, like happened to us, or your Monero in this case, like happened to us years ago. Mark,
MyBitcoinWallet.com.
Was that what it was? Yeah, we had a Bitcoin wallet online that we had stored some Bitcoin in, and either he raided it for himself, or somebody actually broke
it. Really looks like that.
And stole it. But either way, Ricardo, any thoughts? Since we may have you just for a few seconds here on some of the alternatives, Dash or the upcoming Zcash for other anonymous currencies. And, of course, he's disconnected. Oh, well, I tried to ask. I tried to get the question answered. I think the Internet has broken down between here and South Africa at the moment.
Yeah, I must say I'm somewhat excited about Monero, and I haven't been really excited about another cryptocurrency since Bitcoin. I'm not predicting the demise of Bitcoin, but we have always said on Free Talk Live that at some point it is likely that some currency will come along that will be better. Now, maybe that's Monero. We're still in the very early phases. Yeah. This is highly speculative stuff.
Absolutely. Don't invest what you can't afford to lose, obviously.
But I
fully agree.
Yes. You're back. Well, you've got enough time to say goodnight to our audience. Thank you for being here, Ricardo Spagni from getmonero.org. Any other final thoughts? Go ahead and get them out fast.
Yeah, thanks very much for having me, guys, and pretty much just to everyone that is interested, please feel free to get in touch with us and to visit the website, chat to the community, get involved. But yeah, ultimately, don't invest more than you're willing to lose. This is not an investment, it's not a company, it's a currency. Use it or lose it.
Very good. Great time talking to you tonight. Really appreciate it, and thank you. Ricardo Spagni from GetMonero.org. We'll continue with more Free Talk Live, Hour 2 coming up.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Do
you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.